one major thing to being a man is being able to give help and accept help. And I think that goes a long ways, because since with not having a father in my life, ever since I was like six, I've met numerous mentors throughout my life, and they've helped me become the young man that I am.
This is the Brother Be Well podcast. We focus on the mental health needs of boys and men of color. We bring real talk and deliver life hacks to real trauma so we can be our best selves. This podcast series is brought to you by Sutter Health and the Sacramento County Division of Behavioral Health Services through the voter-approved Proposition 63 Mental Health Services Act.
Welcome back for another episode of the BBW Youth Chat series. I am very honored to discuss our topic on what does being a man really mean. I'm your host, Justin Martinez, and with me today are some fantastic guests. We have Brother Be Well advisor Michael Gant with us, and we have our incredible youth guests, Shamar Knox and Mitchell Dumpson, with us. Gentlemen, happy day. How are you? How's everyone doing?
Doing pretty well.
Doing great.
Doing quite all right.
Very, very, very good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very honored to be in your presence and to discuss this incredible topic. You know, what does being a man really mean? I just want to start us off with a little bit of what I think being a man means. And it's going to be different for everyone, all of our viewers, all of our guests. But to me, being a man is, it's tough. You know, society tells us that we need to be tough. We need to be strong. We need to provide. We need to show no emotion. We need to, rub some dirt on it and not cry or be emotional. But I disagree. I think that being a man is mending both that strong and powerful side of you that you do show originally, and putting that together with your vulnerable side and your emotional side and your heart, your feelings, and putting that together as one is what makes a complete and wholehearted man. I would love to hear your insights on what being a man really means. Mitchell, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit more who you are and tell us what you think about the topic.
Well, hello, good morning. My name is Mitchell Dumpson. I use he, him, his pronouns. And what it means to be a man to me is a problem solver, someone who can get the things done that need to be done. That's what it means to be a man. Getting things done, you know, in the short and the long, where whenever there's an issue in front of you, you have the tools to handle those issues and even protect those around you. I think that's very important. Some people would say that being a man would require being a hero and with self-sacrifice, and the way that men love each other and love everyone else is just so, it's so different, because it sometimes feel like we're put on the back burner when it comes to priorities in our society, especially Black men, you know, all the things that go on. But instead of coming at it from a position of either sympathy, which is like feeling sorry for us, or even empathy, which is understanding where we come from being a Black man, but we need to focus on compassion, which is the ability to understand what's going on and to have the strength to get past it together. So that's what I think it means to be a man.
Absolutely. Yeah, those were some very, very good points, man. I mean, compassion goes a long, long way. Thank you, Mitchell. Shamar, what are some thoughts that you have? And who are you for our viewers?
I'm Shamar Knox. And I think I would probably say being a man, one of the one things that I'll never forget is a quote from my grandpa, and it's a man's word, it is his bond. So I think one of the main things is when you say you're going to do something, you need to do it to your fullest extent. You can't go and say, well, I'm going to turn in this paper a day. I'm going to turn in this paper tonight. And then you go ahead and turn it in a week after, because you're going to lose all credibility at that point. Another way that it needs to be a man is you do want to protect your family to some extent. And that ironically is what my name means. It means Shamar. Shamar means protector. And it means somebody who stands up for peace and equality. And so I never really forget that. And since with my mom being a single mother, I always remember that I'm here to protect my mother. That's literally what my name means. So I think being a man means keeping your word. Your word is your bond, and to protect your loved ones around you.
Yeah, that is incredible, Shamar. I appreciate your name a lot more now. Thanks for that context. And I love the point that you got from your grandfather as being a man of your word, which is being responsible to your word. If you give your word, you have to stand behind your word. Makes us think that we got to choose our words wisely. You know, you don't want to put your word on something if you're not going to back it up or stand behind it. So think before you say what you're going to do. That's incredible. Michael Gant, take us away, sir.
I'm Michael Gant, a content contributor. I'm also a certified peer support specialist. I love this topic and the fact that I'm coming behind everyone else. I mean, it's almost like everyone else is taking what I was planning on saying, but it is very, very important for us to realize that what it means to be a man might be different when it comes to various generations. You know, as I'm the older of the, of the guests here, some of the things that I learned early on, you know, Justin had touched on earlier, having about man being strong, about man taking charge, about man being, the sole provider. During my upbringing, I actually didn't see that. I mean, but most of my friends, their fathers were the sole providers. My mother, contributed very, very much. My father went to work every day. My mother ran a successful beauty salon business right out of the house. My mother had most of the inside responsibilities. My father had most of the out. I worked with both. I learned how to be, the domestic partner by helping out in the household, you know, with yard work and things. So, I mean, it's generational, but I also believe in mental toughness. And part of that mental toughness is also being, showing compassion, as one of the young gentlemen just stated. Compassion is very much an important trait. And not only being compassionate, you also have to be a good listener. Because before you can really teach anyone else anything, you need to know about what's important to them. Also, you need to be always ready to share a lesson. And that doesn't mean to tell people what to do, but to share a lesson is to share something that you've learned in the past. Like these young gentlemen have just displayed, especially Shamar. He talks highly of things that he's learned from his grandfather. So I can see already that he's prepared to pass that information on to his kids. That's a great thing. There are way more things to be considered. I mean, dependability, self-reliance. The capacity for danger in order to protect your family. It's so many things that we could spend a week talking about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the point that you bring up at different generational representations of what a man is. It's different from what you experienced, Michael Gant, than from what I experienced from my father or men in my life and what that entailed. And I'm sure it's different for Mitchell and Shamar. Mitchell, I know you. I've seen you. You raised your hand a little bit when Michael Gant said something. Share your thoughts on what you were going to say.
I was just agreeing on the importance of sharing lessons as a man. Like, I know in our society, most of our teachers are women, as far as in the educational system. But I think that some of the most powerful lessons that we get are from our older male role models early on in life, because they really imprint on you what it means to be a man. Also, when we talk about men and being a man, I think it's important to talk about masculinity and what masculinity means and what it like presents itself. And I like to break it down into three things, right? One, strength. You have to be strong, mental fortitude, as well as physical fortitude. Second is what the experts call gameness, which is the readiness to get into a fight, which in the past was important to, you know, procuring resources. Those two in itself can really point to like how society has like ran forward with men at the helm for so long.
Yeah, no, I really like that point, Mitchell, that you bring up as far as like being a builder of some sort, or someone who always has the tools to construct or build all of the infrastructures that we see in today's world. When we go outside in society and see all these buildings that are built up, it's safe to say that most of those buildings are built by men and in construction. And if you are a man in construction, you also must know that if you are worthy or incapable of construction, then you're worthy of deconstructing or deconstructing yourself, you know, being self-destructive. Those are some things that come along with the pressure that society puts on men currently in our world, of us carrying around all that weight of how we need to be and what we need to be and what that entails. That really is a good point, Mitchell, and I like that. So just sharing that with all of you, you know, what else are some thoughts on what it really means to be a man?
Probably because I actually wrote a book on this, and it was Shamar's Life, Domestic Violence from a Child's Point of View, because my father was very abusive. And one question that I would ask him is, do you still think of yourself as a man? Because one thing with being a man is you have to treat the woman in your life, even if it's your mom, your grandpa. I mean, well, your grandma. I'll never really forget that. And that's actually a question I want to ask him if I see him in the future, because that's one thing about being a man. You can't ever put your hands on a woman. And that's why whenever men come into my mom's life now, I'm always, I wouldn't say overprotective, but she's also my mom at some point of view. And I want to make sure that she is safe and that nobody will harm her.
Yeah. You know, Shamar, I want to take time to appreciate and acknowledge your bravery and sharing that insight into your life, because I too identify with domestic violence in my background. And my father was very abusive towards my mother. And that was a representation of what a man was when I was growing up. But throughout my life, I had to learn that the way I do treat the women in my life is a representation of the man that I am and the character that I'm building or that I'm standing behind. You know, so there's a lot of things that I had to unlearn. You know, I had to unlearn those things about masculinity, and I had to acquire what I admire from other men that I look up to, you know, motivational speakers or authors of books or coaches or teachers or men, my friends' fathers. You know, those are other places that I had to get access to what a good man looks like, you know, or what a healthy man looks like, you know, because I don't believe that my father wanted to intentionally hurt my mother. I feel like he was just hurt inside. And he wasn't vulnerable enough to share his feelings and to seek help for his anger issues. You know, he just took all that and put it on my mom. So those are very, very deep, deep insights that we can all share together. And I appreciate you again, Shamar. And I'll open the floor back up to anyone else who wants to share their thoughts.
With that a little bit on, because I had some experience when it comes to anger issues. And it's true that this is something that usually interferes with being a good man, because we, you know, we're usually mad because we don't understand things or we don't understand people. And, you know, but one of the first things I realized is that I didn't understand myself. And I had to learn about accepting myself. I was successful in many points of my life. I can look back on my life and say, I appreciate when I was this way, when I was this person. I look back because I try to get the best of what I was to become the best of who I am now.
Right.
You know, I don't have the same anger issues. I did take classes, and on top of that, I'm constantly talking about mindfulness and meditation and my faith in God. And I even got a real good example yesterday. I was about to argue with a woman in a store, and I stormed out, and I was still mad at my car, and I turned it on, and it immediately went off. Everything went dead. And at first I wanted to panic, what's going on with my car? But I decided to just take a breath and relax and think, check the battery. And that's all I did. I went and checked the battery, and I fixed that problem. The car started it, and I took off. And then last night I was in a group of men, and the answer actually came to me that the Lord was working with me, teaching me a lesson about my actions yesterday. And this is the kind of thing that I rely on, and it helps me, it helps me be not only a better man, but a better person. So on this subject is very near and dear to me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitchell, I see that you were eager to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, I was agreeing with how the example of God showing you exactly what was going on with the situation. I definitely believe in that. It's like a sociological perspective called the symbolic interaction. It's super cool. But like, I want to say thank you for Shamar. Your insight and your wisdom at your age is unparalleled. Like, it's like when I was 15, I was just thinking about skateboarding video games. You know, there's no way that I would be on here talking about importance and issues. So that's fantastic. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I echo that a little bit too. It's just like, that's exactly the representation that I feel is being a man, is being vulnerable and sharing those feelings, sharing those painful experiences and circumstances that we go through in life. Because when we are in pain, you know, society could teach men to just suppress that and to not share it. But if you do that long enough and you hide your feelings and you're still in pain and more pain comes throughout life, you know, that eventually is going to overflow itself and it's going to explode. And, you know, we don't want those types of things to happen. We could talk all day about how they do happen in mass shootings and toxic masculinity ways and abuse and domestic violence and all sorts of anger issues and the way that we express ourselves in those more violent ways. We want to try to steer away from all of that. And it starts with being vulnerable and seeing vulnerability as a strength and not a weakness. And one thing I'll always say, I'll end my thought here, is that as men, our vulnerability is our superpower.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. You have to be able to take a step back and look at the actions of either yourself or those around you and try to find the lesson. And that's one of the best things a man can do, is to take, is to take the lesson out of each situation, because I've been to certain positions, not only to see how we would respond, but to learn from them, and in turn take what you've learned and share them with others.
Ah, yeah, great, great point. It reminds me of the being stern with self and kind to others, and also learning how to be selfishly selfless. You know, being a selfish man who gains all this knowledge and extracts positivity and nourishment and motivation from the world around him, just so he can nourish himself and then give that to the world around him, to his friends, to his family, to his community, to us in attendance here, to Shamar, to Mitchell, to Michael, all of that we're sharing, and we're giving that man to the world. And we're just trying to develop, that man that we can all admire. at the end of the day. Shamar, what are some more thoughts that that you have, young man? Because I do echo Mitchell's acknowledgement on you just and your insight being unparalleled to myself at your age.
I'd probably say one major thing to being a man is being able to give help and accept help. And I think that goes a long ways because since with not having a father in my life, ever since I was like six, I've met numerous mentors throughout my life and they've helped me become the young man that I am. Mm-hmm. And those mentors were always there to just help me. I can contact any of them to this day. One of the main ones being my youth pastor. I could contact him to this day and I can ask him life questions because he's basically went through the same experience that I have. And touching on being able to give help, my uncle and grandpa, when we left from living with my father, then my uncle and grandpa, they both came to pick me up. And ever since then, they have both always been there. They have both always been there to do the things that a father should do, learn how to play catch. Grandpa's taking me fishing almost monthly now. Yeah. And it's a blessing to have those father figures, those men in my life. And I think that's one of the main things to being a man.
Yeah, I like that because you're always acquiring what you admire from those men. You're constantly learning and acquiring what you want from those men, what you see as representing, you know, being a real wholehearted man, you know, a vulnerable man, an emotional man, and a man who spends quality time with his loved ones. Shamar, you're very, very insightful, man, and you have a lot to give the world. I'm very excited for your future. As to you, Mitchell, you guys are very well spoken, and Michael Gant, you know, I just want to appreciate you guys as well. You know, before we wrap this thing up, are there any last minute thoughts, last minute feelings on what it really means to be a man that we could share with our viewers or men of our age, men younger than us, men older than us? What do we want to say to them?
I kind of want to hear what Michael has to say.
Thank you, Mitchell. You know, I really do appreciate the insight from both you and Shamar. You guys are great. I was your age. I think that I was coming along. When I was Shamar's age, I was a long way from being as, you know, as impressive as this young man is today. Mm-hmm. I talk about generations, and I've seen, you know, I've seen through the past generations all up to my, you know, to my own, that there, you know, each generation seems to have taken and improved on things. You know, and pass these lessons along. And I think that that's one of the things that we'll have to continue to do to ensure that the future generations produce the men that we proclaim to be, that we aspire to be. Mm-hmm. Thank you, you know, for your insight. Believe me, I'm taken away with what you told me here today, and I will share it first chance I get.
I agree. Go ahead, Mitchell, Shamar, any last minute thoughts, tips, feelings about what it really means to be a man?
I would say that the importance, or to go on Michael's point earlier on teaching lessons, I think that it is so important to display the qualities that in which you want to see in the men around you, as well as absorb the qualities that you see in the men around you, as well as the women too, because there are so many things that we can learn from each other. But that's all I have to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Pairing the both, your feminine and your masculine side, because both women and men have aggressive and vulnerable traits. And we want to mend that together to become a complete man. Shamar, last minute thoughts, feelings?
I'd probably touch on that same point, being able to pass on little quotes that have been said, life lessons. Because I know I'm actually writing another book on that. It's called Grandpa and Me, and it's all the quotes and life lessons that my grandfather has taught me. And there's that the book probably can't even touch on everything that he's taught me. I could probably write a 200-300-page book on it because he's taught me things over the years since the age of six. And I think that's one thing. You can't hog all these little tips and tricks to yourself. You have to be able to pass those on to the future generation.
Exactly, man. You keep blowing me away, Shamar. You know, I think I know what you're about, and then you just blow me away even more. You're writing a book already. Incredible, man. And to your point, you do want to give all that and you want to share it. Knowledge is meant to be shared. We want to selflessly gain so that we can selflessly give the man that we admire, the man that we love, to the ones that we love. And in closing, gentlemen, Mitchell, Shamar, Michael, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for just being with us today, for sharing all your insights, for being vulnerable with our audience, with us. And I want to thank you, all of the viewers at home, for coming back and joining us for another BB Dub Youth Chat Series episode. If you want to enjoy more Brother Be Well content, please visit us at mentalhealthca.org. As always, I'm your host, Justin Martinez. Until next time, friends, remember, brother, be well.
Thanks for listening to the Brother Be Well podcast. There are lots of people that look like us stepping up to take the journey to wellness. Stay connected by joining peer support groups and happenings in the Brother Be Well community this month. Watch for text alerts and hook up with us for the next episode of Brother Be Well. I'm Leon Guidry, and we're out.